It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
It's a very good morning to you, George Ferrugia. Welcome to Off the Leash.
Welcome, mate. Thank you very much for having me, mate. I was going to say good morning. I'm having a good run, mate. But yeah. We'll see how we go on this Tuesday afternoon.
What are you doing, Georgie? You sound a little bit distracted at the moment.
Oh, nothing. I rushed inside to make sure I wasn't late, and I forgot to even speak for the first 10 seconds. But we're right, mate.
I know how you feel. What about Pink Diamond night? Enjoyed the coverage there on Friday night. We've had a little bit of time to have a look what happened during that series, and I think it's a big tick. Is there anything that maybe GRV could do differently, or do you think they're on the money here?
Oh, look, I thought it was a really good first version of it for a couple of different reasons, Gareth. I think the numbers of breeders that were involved, even at a heat level, was massive. As we said last week, it was great to hear that GRV have confirmed that it will be going ahead in 2022. Now, Gareth, beyond that, hopefully, with the amount of success and the good vibes, I suppose, that have come from the whole series, that GRV chucked that on their calendar going forward for the next 10 or so years, because I think it's a big success. Now, how it looks, Gareth, I'm not too sure. I'm not the finance man. I don't know if it's plausible to have some of these meetings going forward, because it was probably upwards of $1 million in prize money, to be fair, when you throw in the heats, all the breeders' bonuses and the grand final night. But I think at the very least, Gareth, there should be a grand final Vic Breeders' night. Hopefully it can sustain the current prize money, or what we've seen last Friday night. But when we spoke to race manager Greg Kerr, who seemed really, really bullish about the idea, and I think it's on GRV's radar going forward. As we said, it's confirmed for next year. But beyond that, it'll be interesting to see how we go. About 10 or 15 years ago, Gareth, whenever you had a litter in Victoria, you had an option to spend, I think it was about $20 or $30 a pup, to make them eligible for these bonuses. Obviously, currently in the current environment, everything's free and everybody that's born in Victoria is eligible. So there's just a little bit of tinkering around that if it can't be put financially into the prize money budget. But hopefully it's something that continues on for many years to come.
And it's a great incentive to get people to breed locally as well.
It is, and as we've seen, a couple of positives, Gareth. The breeders' bonuses, you know what's going to happen. The breeders are going to do one thing. They want to breed more dogs. So the money goes back into the industry. As I said, the amount of breeders that were represented was huge. And as we've seen, there wasn't a dominance from, say, some of the bigger breeders like Ray Border and even Barry Smith with the Mapunga line. They had a few greyhounds in here and there, but I think it spread really well across the meeting. So it's just a matter now of Gareth of maybe tweaking a few little things. GRV have hinted at that going forward. It'll be interesting to see where it lands. And the other good thing, I think, Gareth, is that it has to remain provincial. Obviously, because of the distances involved, there's some of the majority of the races were 500 and less. So, I mean, you know, the Meadows and Sandown can't cater for that. So I think it's perfect if you have a look at Horsham, Ballarat, Bendigo, Sale. They're all able to cater for all types of distances, which I think is really important.
Dan Hibbert can take a bow too. He's a relatively young race caller that's coming through the ranks, but he's been given an opportunity in the last 12 months around the harness racing circuit and also the greyhound circuit. And I thought he delivered big time there on a Friday night. That would have been his biggest night at the office, calling those races and also calling some of the biggest stars in greyhound racing there on Friday night at Bendigo. Yeah.
Absolutely nailed it, and we commented on the broadcast of that, and I think shine bright like a diamond. He was channeling his inner Rihanna, I believe, is the singer to that. So he's got some good pop music knowledge too, Dan, but he was brilliant. He's a star on the rise for sure, and he's done a fantastic job calling at Bendigo for the last 6 months, and I think he'll spread his wings even further.
Some great racing there at Sandown on Thursday night, Georgie. And I just want to go through the two races that fixed odds are up at the moment with the tab. You've got Japar at 350, Yozo Bale 390, Do It at 550. Now, those greyhounds, Do It's in box six, Yozo Bale 7, Japar, who defeated Tigalong Tonk last start there at the Meadows at 350, Providence Bale at 370, Special Talent at 850. That's a terrific field.
Grade 8 series. There's 15,000 to the winner, Gareth. And we've been speaking about Japara and been a bit of a giant killer in the last couple of weeks, drawn off the track. Lots of speed in 7 and 8. Do It obviously has a very, very fast PB at Sandown. Drawn a little bit awkwardly, he can be hit or miss at Box Rise. The other one, Providence Bale, who was picket fencing up until last week where he did get beaten, run second to Japara. And before that, he defeated the likes of Tigalong Tonk and Gypsy Bun and these type of dogs. So that's a great little race. You're sort of leaning towards Japara the way it's going at the moment. It is absolutely flying. 30.05, but before that at the Meadows ran 29.88, defeating Christo Bale. So it's got the speed to do what it needs to do from out there, but Yozo Bale will certainly give it some curry around that first corner.
All right, then in the staying Grade 8, you've got Sipping Rambo at $2, the Sandown Cup champ. Hank the Hustler, the consolation winner at $2.20 here, Georgie.
What a great race between these greyhounds. And if you throw in a little bit of early speed in the race, whatever I say, the greyhound that we mentioned that was in that staying race in the Pink Diamond couldn't manage to get across, but she's got some real speed. Zipping Tickets, a front-running stayer as well. And Star Blazer and Webleck Hayes probably do their best racing over 600, 650. Zipping Rambo is racing still very, very well, obviously. Hank the Hustler, since that consolation victory, come out at the Meadows on Saturday, Gareth, ran 42.80, defeating Star Blazer, leading all the way. In fact, he set up a lot of his races recently, Gareth, where he's just led and just led them a merry dance. So that's going to be an interesting and intriguing battle there. Hank the Hustler earlier on in his career was a greyhound who didn't necessarily lead, but gave greyhounds a start, but powered to the line. He's racing a little bit differently at the moment, but that's another cracking race. Again, worth $15,000 to the winner. And hopefully we see these Grade 8 series continue because we get to see some fantastic clashes.
Yeah, I think the Grade 8s, they were invented because of the COVID situation last year, and they've been another big winner for GRV.
Yeah, they have. And look, you'll hear from trainers often, once you get a top-grade greyhound, sometimes there's not enough nominations to get a field together. So unfortunately, the best greyhounds, unless there's group racing going on, we don't get to see them, and they have to sit back in the kennel, especially over the staying ranks. So to have these Grade 8 series, I think, is really important. I think GRV have recognised that. And we've got two absolute crackers on Thursday night.
What about the superstays and these match races at Albion Park on Thursday night? I'm looking forward to seeing five-star interstate for Pora Bella, who was so good winning his big Pink Diamond distance final there on Friday night at Bendigo.
Yeah, this race is worth over $25,000 to the winner. It's a match race of, there's four of them in it. It's a shootout, essentially. And the thing I like about Five Star at the moment, as we've seen, he led at Bendigo and gave nothing else a chance in that dominant display, Gareth, is that he's racing with a lot of confidence now, the dog. I think he now knows that he belongs. We heard from Paula Bella a couple of weeks ago, and he thought, well, I think this greyhound's got the potential to be in the top couple in the country, and I think he's zoomed up pretty quickly to be there. Zipping the Seco's drawn off box one is another greyhound that can show some early speed. And the other two, Maggie Moo Moo and Sir Truculent, a sit-back, run-on type stayers. So if Five Star can find the front, he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. The fields for the whole meeting at Albion Park are just out. There's also a TAB Super Sprinters race worth $25,000 to the winner. And we see Equalizer head over there for Jason Thompson. He trialled there in the lead-up to this and went very, very fast in a post-to-post, I believe. It's a good race. Quara Bale's in the race as well. Obviously, these greyhounds will stay up there for the Brisbane Cup. And Peter Lagogioni's two greyhounds, Paycall and Vicky's Queen, on the wings. Paycall drawing box one, Vicky's Queen off box eight. Music Event, the other Victorian in the race. So Equalizer's drawn box five. Quara Bale racing so well at the moment, Gareth. Looks like she'll be hard to beat.
All right then, mate. Yeah, so looking forward to that night there on Thursday night at Albion Park. And hopefully the Victorians can do well there, Georgie.
Yeah, I think they can. And obviously we'll see more Victorians head up there, Gareth, in the lead up to the Brisbane Cup heats. We know Tigalong Tonk is heading up there. Will Shimmer Shine head up there? As we heard from Connections, no plan of retiring yet. He's already a Group 1 winner on the track. That'll be interesting. I know Wow is heading up there as well. So it promises to be an incredible series going forward.
So, George, you're just quickly going back to that feature stays race there with the Super Stays on Thursday night. Is Five Star too short at 225? Because you've got Sipping the Seco at 320, Maggie Moo Moo at $4 and Sir Truculent is at $7.50.
I don't think so, Gareth. I think they'll snap that up. Only based on what we've seen at Sandown. Sir Truculent raced on the same night as Five Star in that Speedstar series, and Five Star was clearly the fastest. Yes, he hasn't seen Albion Park. That's probably the only fly in the ointment. Zipping Niseko is a talented greyhound. She's already a group winner. I don't think she's in Five Star's class, though. And Maggie Moo drops back, and she gets to the line well. But if Five Star is highballing out in front, I don't think she can catch him. So if Connections are confident, Garrett, that he will handle Albion Park okay, I think they'll lap up the 225. He might even get a little bit shorter.
Georgie Frugie, Gareth, all with you on Off the Leash. And what about that situation on Sunday with the Puppy Championship and Blackpool Flash was a dominant victor there, George?
Absolutely. This greyhound's form more recently has been incredible. He's a greyhound that started his career in Victoria, went over to WA and dominated over there, winning a group race in very impressive fashion. He came back to Victoria. His form's been pretty consistent. But since he's gone up the straight at Healesville, he's won five out of his last six. And he was just too good for them there last week. He's had 42 starts. He's won 23 times, this greyhound. He's very talented, trained by Renee Kenyon. And he went 16.69. He's won over $102,000 in prize money. And it just highlights, I think, the unbelievable way that Fernando Bale is going at stud. He throws sprinters, he throws middle distance dogs, he throws stayers, and he's got an absolute flying machine here. And he's drawn box three at Bendigo on Friday night, so it'll be interesting to see how Blackpool Flash go. But on recent form, he'll be incredibly hard to beat. Some of his times at Healesville are A-grade.
Love your work, Georgie. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, of course, with the Form Express. But we appreciate your time here on Off the Leash on this Tuesday.
Talk then, mate.
There we go. There's Georgie Frugie, and that is Off the Leash on this Tuesday, the 22nd of June.